Hello again and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with RJ. If this is your first time listening, please don't forget to like and subscribe and follow so you know exactly when we release brand new episodes. Today we're going to be talking about the reality of tolerance. That word is thrown around so much and so often that it's starting to be misconstrued as what it actually means. The word tolerance means to put up with someone else or be accepting of somebody else, although you may not agree with their character, their beliefs, their perspectives, or their actions. Tolerance is still being accepting of somebody. It's allowing somebody to be part of an organization, group, or even country, you know, if you will, if it extends to that. People are starting to think that just because you have a different opinion on morality issues of right and wrong when it comes to how a person lives their life means you don't tolerate them or you're a bigot. You know, I've heard the term homophobic thrown around so much, and the actual word, the real meaning of the word means someone who is afraid of homosexuality or a homosexual. I have a number of gay friends with whom I'm very close. And, you know, I love everybody regardless of what their beliefs are, regardless of what their sexual preference is, or regardless of what they believe. I don't care about that. I care only about the character. Like when I watch some of these episodes of, you know, America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent or American Idol, any of these other shows out there where unknown talented individuals go to a game show to compete, so often you hear people get on there and just start crying about coming out of the closet and how hard it was for them. And, you know, they just spend so much time talking about being gay. And it irritates me to no end. And why? Is it because they're gay? No, I don't care about that. All I care about is, what are your hobbies? Okay, let me get to know you as a person. What are your hobbies? Gay does not define the person. That is not who they are. That is a characteristic of who they are. I'm so tired of hearing all these people hide behind all these different homosexual, heterosexual, whatever sexual you believe in or desire to be. I'm tired of people hiding behind all these titles because they're looking to belong, but they're creating more titles so that they can separate themselves from everybody else. So basically, it's an oxymoron. You're trying to belong while creating new titles to identify yourself as a unique individual. Being unique is fine. That's okay. But quit making it so confusing, because one thing that I've known in my experience, when you get too organized, you're not organized. You fall apart. When you're too organized, you fall apart because you have too many unnecessary or redundant pieces inside of something that doesn't necessarily need to be that organized. So when we look at the word tolerance, the way it's used today is, if I go out and say I worship whatever deity, or I believe in sleeping with this person and you can't stop me, or I want to have an open marriage and I want to go out and sleep with whomever I want to, and you have to accept that, and if you don't agree with it, then you're intolerant, you're a bigot, you're this and that. That's stupid. That is completely wrong to condemn somebody for not agreeing with you. Freedom of opinion is always supposed to be yours. If we are giving people the power to go out and hijack our own opinions, what do we have left that's ours? Our opinions and our very thoughts are being kidnapped by people who want to tell us how we have to think. That's why so many teachers in the public school systems are starting to teach your kids stuff without telling you. They're doing things behind parents' backs to train your kids to believe what the teachers want them to believe, and spending more and more time on shaping that part of their character rather than teaching them actual math, teaching them actual history, teaching them actual social studies and how to get out of debt, how to manage a credit card, how to prepare for owning their own company or, you know, running a company. They don't teach them that stuff, which is why a sad and very embarrassing growing number is that America is dropping. We're dropping like flies in the educational spectrum of ranking. Other countries are just bypassing us like a NASCAR race, if you will. all in the name of being politically correct. People want to be accepting. Now, if you want to be gay or you identify as gay, that's fine. Be who you are. You have the right to live your life the way you want to. But I think it's wrong to pressure very impressionable individuals as young as children to impress upon them your views about being a certain type of sexually preferred individual, if you will, for lack of better words. People are trying to impress upon kids that they need to be gay or they should be gay. Their parents out there trying to be so politically correct and so quote unquote accepting that they have an infant that says, oh, we don't identify our infant as any gender or any sex. We're going to raise our child to be gay. How do you know that's what your child wants? Maybe your child's that is as wrong as trying to raise your children to not be who they want to be. If a child says, mom, I like, if you have a son and a child says, mom, I like women, why are you going to push them to be gay? That's not who that child is. You should not push any children to be something that they're not just so you can look better. That's like being a person of one color and going out to a person who's not black and going up and befriending a black person only for the sake of saying, look, I like black people. I have a black friend. That's perverse. That's not tolerance. That's being a hypocrite. That's being fake. It is perfectly fine to be in the same room, organization, or on the same team with someone who doesn't believe as you do. Because I'm telling you, if you look in the National Football League on all those teams, there's not a single team in the National Football League or any professional sports league worldwide, there's not a single one of them individuals who have the exact same views on all things. Everybody has their own views. Everybody has their own beliefs. And in America, for sure, everybody's got their own different religious preferences. Some members of the teams may have the same basics. Some might be in the same church. But the fact is, everybody has their own beliefs and they still work together as a team. They win the Super Bowl having different beliefs. Some of them having different gods that they believe in or follow. Some of them having different romantic partners. Some of them have different views on politics. But they still work together as a team. That is the example of true tolerance. I tell you, for me as a Christian, I would stand up for the rights of a devil worshiper just as well as I would stand up for the rights of somebody who has the same beliefs as myself. Why? Some people that may be Christian may be like cringing and say, why would you do that? Well, because the same right that protects their views protects mine. And fair is fair. Tolerance is tolerance when you don't agree with it. That's tolerance. Everybody has the right to worship who they see fit. And if one person worships differently than I do, and they're being persecuted for it, I will stand up against those persecutors and say, this isn't right. I don't care what beliefs you have. You have no right to tell somebody they're wrong for who they believe in or who they worship. That's not for you to tell them. You can have your beliefs and your opinions about it. That's perfectly fine. But it doesn't give anybody the right to persecute somebody else because they believe differently. If I'm over here in a locker room and we're getting changed, there's a bunch of guys in there, and all of a sudden a gay guy walks in and starts, you know, getting undressed and doing his thing as well, and everybody starts making fun of him, teasing him, and say, oh, I'm gonna get out of here because, you know, we got another guy watching us and stuff, I will stand up for that gay person, even though I'm not gay. I will stand up for the gay individual and say, hey, first of all, just like any guy out there, we all have types. Just because someone has a vagina doesn't mean we're gonna go for her. We have types. Some men like thick women, some men like really anorexic skinny women. Some men like athletic women. Everyone's got a type. So just because a man is gay doesn't mean that he's gonna look at you because you're a guy. You might not be his type. He might be in the fluffy people. You might be in athletics. You might be in athletic brown or athletic white. It doesn't mean that you're his type. And you could be his type, but he's not attracted to you because you're arrogant and you think you're the best looking thing in the world. So don't be so quick to stereotype somebody. Tolerance is saying, you know, for a conservative individual who's not pro-homosexual actions, or excuse me, who's not pro-homosexual sexual lifestyle, for someone who believes like that, tolerance would be, you know what, I don't agree with you sleeping with people of the same sex, but hey, I love you. We could still be cool. We could be friends if it turns into that, but I can't support those actions. People are like, well, then you don't support him. No, that's BS. That's not true. You're being very short-sighted. Because somebody can have, I can have a friend who's Muslim. When he says his salats, he prays 5 times a day. He doesn't eat pork. You know, I eat pork. I'm a Christian who eats pork. You know, most of us do. But I'm telling you, out of respect for his household, I will not eat pork at the same table with him or her, and I will not bring pork or talk about pork in their home out of respect for them. If I were to go over to a gay person's house and they started kissing and making out with their significant other, if I felt uncomfortable, I would respectfully excuse myself and like, you know, may I be excused? And if they ask why, like, it doesn't make you uncomfortable that, you know, two men are kissing or two women are kissing, I would kindly explain, you know, in my personal views, making out is something sacred, you know, to be between two people in private. You know, and I'm not going to try to tell you what to do in your home, but I believe that that's private. And I want to give you guys your privacy. There's out of respect. You know, I would excuse myself as that. And that is 100% true. If they peck each other, the two same sex couple, they start pecking each other, kissing each other, you know, passionately, but kindly and respectfully, I'm not going to leave. That's their home. They invited me to their home. That's their home. I'm not going to tell them how to live in their home. That's tolerance. That's respect. More people need to start speaking up for people with whom they don't agree, to validate the opinions of others, even if you don't agree with them. I'm telling you, me personally, as a black man, I would stand up for the rights of racists because they have the right to free speech. Just like Dr. King did, just like I do, just like I fought for. It is the right I respect, because if we silence one group of people, we risk other groups of people silencing us. That's how bad this goes. You don't have to agree with somebody to stick up for them. Now, I will not stand up for people to abuse those rights by a bunch of racist individuals like skinheads or something like that, that are anti-black. Because I've met a couple of skinheads who are not anti-black. They're just pro-white. They want to improve their culture. They want to improve their race. They want to stick only with their race. Even though I don't agree with everything they believe, they're not trying to suppress other races. They're not trying to suppress other individuals. They just want to improve and focus on their race. Now, there are other individuals who call themselves skinheads as well, who are all about suppressing anything that's not white. So people can have their beliefs, and I support your right to believe what you believe. But when it infringes upon the rights of other people, that's where I draw the line. So if I got a bunch of KKK members marching down the streets, yelling out racist slurs and pro-white stuff, if they do that, I will stand silent and I will respect their right to be stupid, and I will respect their right to free speech, because my brothers and sisters fought and died for that right. Even if they want to use it that way, it's still their right. Now, if a bunch of black people start coming up and start trying to fight them because they're screaming out pro-white stuff, I will be one of the individuals that will try to do my best to stand between them and say, no, this is their right. Just like the Million Man March was our right, they have the right to do this. Don't fall into that trap. Don't become the stereotypes they already think you are. Let them be stupid, because everyone else can see how dumb they look. If they want to be like that, they want to spout hate, let them. Don't fall to their level. Rise up. show them what class really is, because many of them don't know, because they're so full of hate that they can't see what love truly is, that they can't see the great people that anyone can be if they just put their minds to it. Tolerance has nothing to do with agreeing with someone. Tolerance is a beautiful thing. Because you look at a puzzle, no two pieces are exact. The puzzle pieces are all different. But when you put the pieces together the right way, they fit and create this incredible and beautiful image. So if you are willing to, like, if a, just think about it. What kind of an influence would happen if the Ku Klux Klan was walking down the street spouting all this racist stuff, and a bunch of black people came around and protected them and stopped anybody else from trying to infringe upon their right to free speech? And then those black individuals started saying, I can't stand what they say. I hate what they're saying. But what they're saying is their right, and I will defend that right, because this is a free country and we have free speech. What kind of impact would that happen? Or what kind of impact would that leave? If people would start getting up and showing love for people they with whom they disagree, rather than showing hate, then this world will be such a beautiful, beautiful place. But it's so hard to get there, isn't it? Why is it so hard to get there? Because people can't stop focusing on the differences that we have. The Christian umbrella, and I say that term meaning all those who identify as Christians, the Christian umbrella is the most divisive group out there. Because you have Christians who believe Jesus was white, and they will only follow that version of Jesus. You have others who believe Jesus is black, and they won't follow or associate with anyone who believes otherwise. They're so focused on race that they completely missed the big picture of who Jesus was. It doesn't matter what color he was. It's what he did, not the color of his skin. There are people out there who are so divided, like, oh, well, your Jesus is different from my Jesus, so I don't associate with you. There's people out there who believe that your version of baptism is wrong and mine is right, so I want nothing to do with you. They're so focused on small little differences that they consider huge. So they completely ignore the positive effect that joining forces with these people could bring. They completely isolate entire organizations because they believe in one or two things differently. But just imagine what kind of effect would be left upon the earth if Christians, Buddhists, atheists, Satanists, Muslims, and any other faith out there, if all those individuals were to unite in the name of peace and free speech and saying, you have the right to speak your mind, and that's okay. I don't have to agree with it, and I don't have to listen to it. But I do respect that you have the right to speak your mind, and I will defend that. If more people would do that, do you know how many wars would stop? You know how many lives would be saved? You know how many marriages would be saved? You got all these people out there, like you got so many conservative individuals speaking their mind and getting kicked off of all these social media platforms because they're speaking against the social narrative. And then you have individuals who are speaking anything they want in the name of the social narrative with no consequences. Nobody's able to rebut their statements with facts. with evidence, with full-on scientific proof, because as soon as they do, they get silenced because it's not in line with the social narrative. What is the world coming to? Are we becoming so blind that we can't see that if you start limiting and silencing a group of people, it just starts at that line? It starts with silencing those individuals, and the next thing that happens after that, they start to silence you one by one until you have no rights, because the government controls everything. Do your research and look at the history of individuals and countries that were disarmed. Whenever countries disarm their citizens can no longer defend themselves against the government. Look at what happens so often. A country disarms its entire population, and then right after that, a civil war breaks out where the government is actually, a genocide, where the government actually kills off a lot of members of their society who are not falling in line with what they want. So yeah, go ahead, feel free and listen to the crap that they're saying about assault weapons. I'm like, oh, so we need to start banning assault weapons. Assault weapons are horrible. Assault weapons. To the people who don't know really anything about guns, that term sounds very scary, and it makes you think about, oh my gosh, that's horrible. That's really bad. Do you know what an actual assault weapon is? This is coming from somebody who's been in the military. Any vet will tell you, I don't care what country that they're from, any vet will tell you, an assault weapon is a weapon that you use to assault somebody. That can be a rock, that can be a stick, it can be a bat, it can be a knife, it can be a handgun, it could be a rifle, it could be a grenade launcher, it can be a whip. And in fact, it can even be social media, if you really want to take it there. What the government wants to do is they want to take away rifles, which can shoot further and allow you more cover to defend yourself with. They want to take away those, but most of gun violence happens with handguns, not with rifles. So when they say, oh, we took away all the rifles, but it's the violence isn't subsiding, so now we're going to take away all the pistols. Now guess what? You no longer have guns, and you can't defend yourself against a tyrannical government, which they're starting to show their faces. They're starting to show you that we're here. They're pissing on your heads and telling you it's raining. They think you're too stupid to actually figure out what's going on, because they got you trained to think with feelings instead of logic. They want you to keep creating these new genders. Like, literally, we are getting so many new genders coming up. People are identifying these different genders, and they sound like they know exactly what they're talking about. But they're identifying themselves, like, with all these different titles they're having. Like, there'll be a woman who will identify herself with all these different titles, which literally translate into, she's a straight woman. And then you got a male who is identifying himself with all these different titles that identifies him as a bisexual male. That's it. They just want to create all these different titles so that they can sound unique. But what do all these titles do? They divide us. They continue to divide us, and they keep people from tolerating you, because division is what all these titles results in. And division doesn't teach tolerance. And it doesn't teach acceptance. Division causes problems. Division also silences people. That's what the Holocaust did. They silenced the voices of the Jews and murdered over, I think it was 6 million? 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. They were silenced. And any American or any homosexual or any black or any pro-Jewish German that was there, they silenced them too. They put them all in the same places. because they wouldn't go with the narrative. So I plead with you all. It's okay to be who you are. But just because you disagree with someone's point of view doesn't give you the right to silence them for it. If you have evidence, I'm not talking about emotional evidence. I'm talking about real legitimate evidence to counteract what they're saying or to counter their argument. Feel free to use your free speech to say that. But don't attack somebody because they believe differently than you do. One of the biggest or one of the most common attacks that we see is whenever there's a Trump supporter out there. Whenever somebody walks outside with a Make America Great Again hat or a Trump hat on, they walk around and people start throwing stuff at them, scratching up their car and attacking them because they support that man as president. But if somebody wants to, you know, walk around with a Bernie Sanders hat on or t-shirt on or any other person, nothing happens to them. They're completely okay. Regardless of what those individuals have done, it has gotten so polarizing that your life is now at risk when you wear a Trump item on your body. That is dangerous. To silence one is the start of silencing all. Please learn true tolerance. Learn that it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have an opinion. Learn that nobody has the right to control how you see the world. And don't let ignorant individuals teach your kids. Teachers are supposed to teach education, not moral right and wrong according to their beliefs. That's for parents to teach their kids. That's always been that way. If more church organizations, regardless of what deity you follow, if more people would rise up and say, you know what, we have differences, but what we want is to teach our kids more, to teach our kids better math in a safe environment where they're not going to be brainwashed to believe the social narrative. If more of you guys will start doing that, and I'm not saying you guys, meaning just specifically my listeners, I'm talking about all those people in positions of power and influence that can create more schools that focus only on education. If more people would do that, our kids would be safe. You got more and more teachers out there trying to keep secrets with those students from their mothers and dads. That's dangerous. Keeping secrets from parents is very dangerous because at some point they're going to feel like they can't talk to anymore about anything. They'd rather go to their teacher. And then what happens after they're no longer in that class anymore? When they graduated from that class or they moved up from that class, now they don't have anyone to talk to because that teacher's gone. Or they'll only talk to their teachers. What happens if they get a bad teacher who doesn't really care about them at all? Now they don't have anyone to talk with for their problems. There's more power in unity than there is in division. You can unite on the things that matter most. Let go of the things that don't. Let go of your differences. Unite. Rise up and be one voice of people who love each other regardless of your beliefs. Save your children. Save your families. Save your country. Save your communities. Save yourself. If you do this, you will find peace will be the tone of your life. Thank you so much for spending time on Real Talk with RJ. Signing out.